I'm fighting this global government. And long before global government came out in the open, in the last 4 or 5 years, they were conditioning the public that anyone that talks about global government is a kook, a weirdo, a terrorist, a racist. And now they're out on the nightly news saying global government's here, you better accept it, we're getting rid of juries all across the planet. The IMF, the World Bank, basically runs things now. The WTO decides what you can buy and sell and trade on the international market. But see, they've preconditioned us that it doesn't exist. They've preconditioned us that anybody that talks about this stuff and who is against it is a kook or a racist because it doesn't exist. And then everybody's decided, well, I'm going to be culturally cool. I want to be in style. I want to be accepted. So even when they're hearing the news admit it and tell us how great it is, they've already prepositioned it psychologically that it's not acceptable. It's not kosher to discuss it. You see the tactic they're using there? 5 years ago, I would laugh when I heard about black helicopters. I would say, I'm about taxes. I'm about corruption. I'm about, you know, getting local control back. I'm about states' rights. You know, everything's going to be under federal control. I was pretty mainstream, what you call so-called conservative. Then I saw the light when black helicopters started going into North Carolina. I started going into Florida. They fired into an all-night restaurant in Miami, just training, firing bullets into places before eating. They started burning buildings. Police chiefs started throwing them out of their town, San Antonio. All this started happening. And I said, whoa, this is real. And then I realized that I was preconditioned, even as a so-called conservative person was, who understood the media lied, I didn't realize how thick the propaganda was. That they preconditioned us before they released something on us, that it, number one, doesn't exist in our minds with classic doublethink, but then it can re-exist at the same time if they say it does and it's good. So it's literally George Orwell's doublethink. And one has to have it to stay sane in this world. Well, I refuse to be a part of it. I mean, the news every day, black helicopters are a joke. They're stupid. The culture, commercials, movies. At the same time, almost every month in this country, they're attacking and terrorizing some town with burning buildings and terror. And I don't want to be part of their sick control freak system. I don't like these degenerate, inbred, New World Order crowd people. They're not going to run my life. They're not going to control me. I'm going to try to expose them, and I think we've had some success doing that. Nobody. I know this, the Henry Kissingers, the George Bushes, those people, these are dangerous individuals. They've proven they're dangerous. They have no problem controlling and destroying entire societies.